A question that arises in the halakha regarding creating an ohel on Shabbat. Interesting case. The poskim discuss if you have, let's say, a pot. The pot, let's say, has food in it. And you want to cover that pot with a piece of tin foil, let's say. Or a saran wrap that's cut already. And you want to cover the pot. So seemingly you could argue that now you're creating an ohel. Or you want to put, let's say, a towel over the pot. So you're creating a roof, and you have walls over there. And the chaura, we should have an issue of making a ohel on Shabbat. The poskim actually discussed, Shulchan Aruch talks about a big barrel, a very wide barrel, where he forbids, in order to cover it on Shabbat, with a towel, if there's contents inside of it that are not filled to the top. So therefore you're creating a gap between the contents and the cover of the barrel, and that's considered an oil. But that was specifically talking about a wide barrel, the poskim talk about. We're discussing really more like a pot or a type of dish of food, in it. Is it permissible to cover it on Shabbat? The poskim generally hold that in this case it's going to be permissible. And they say that, well, the walls are there already of the pot. All you're doing is putting a cover. And when you put a cover that, on existing walls, so therefore it's permissible. They want to say, but a question, if let's say I move the pot. The Mishnah Berurah says if you move an item and you put it in a different place, when you put it down, it's like you're making the wall from scratch. So therefore, he says that by a case of, let's say, a table, where you're moving barrels to a certain spot, and you created the walls, and now you're taking the leaf and you're putting it on top of the barrels. The Mishnah Berurah says, since you made walls and you made a cover, so that's a problem. He says that in Shin Ted Vav Sif Katan Chav Bet. His language is Bemaniyah Dafa Shulchan Al Dalad Mechisot Kimin Teba. Im Mechisot Kayamot Me'erev Shabbat Mutar. Mekom Makom Mevia Teba Mekom Lemakom. If you move the Teba, let's say, you move the walls to a certain spot and you set them up. So the Chavra, by moving the pot to a different place, some want to say that it's considered like you're making the walls, and now you're putting the covering on it, it could be a problem. The Ma'aseh, they're lenient based on Hazon Ish. The Hazon Ish himself held that that's only talking about where you're bringing walls that you need to construct. You're putting it in one spot, and you put it in another spot. But if you bring an item that's made already, you're just putting it down, the walls are there. As a matter of fact, I can cover the pot as it's moving. The case that they were talking about over there, what's a problem, is talking about where you're actually bringing a wall here, and then a wall there, and a wall there, where you couldn't cover it as it was moving because you didn't have walls. Mashiach in a pot, the walls are there already. Even as you're transporting it, if you covered it, it would be permissible. The Mahaseh, there's enough room to be mekel that it'd be permissible to cover pots, not only with a pot cover. With a pot cover, we're not discussing. That's for sure it's permissible because that's the derech. But even to cover pots on Shabbat, with tin foil or saran wrap or towels, even if you move the pot from place to place, we're not going to consider it that that's considered you made walls from scratch, and then you're making a mechitza, which in some cases the Mishnah Berurah has machmir. Again, we're relying on the Hazon Ish in Siman Nun Bet Sif Katan Yud, that says since the walls were in place already, and as it was moving, you'd be able to even cover it, the walls are intact, that's not considered creating walls on Shabbat.